Beginning today, we are blessed and privileged to begin our meditation upon this most important chapter of the Gospel of St. John, John chapter 6, from which we derive so much of our faith in what we believe about our Lord's teaching regarding the Eucharist. We are reminded that the Eucharist is more than Holy Communion. The Eucharist in itself is our entire prayer of thanksgiving, that prayer inspired in us and placed in our hearts by the Lord himself, which blesses us by virtue of giving him thanks. And the culminating moment of our Eucharistic prayer, of our union with Christ through the celebration of the Holy Mass, is of course our personal reception of Holy Communion. So what during this time, when so very few in most of the Catholic world are receiving Holy Communion? Some who are accustomed to receiving daily have not received in over a month. Some who are accustomed to only receiving every Sunday have for multiple Sundays in a row not received Holy Communion. So what does this make of our prayer of thanksgiving? Our Lord points out to us an important component of what it means to long for the Eucharist. We long for the Eucharist, not in the sense of missing it when we do not have it, but hungering for it until we will receive it again. This is a very different perception, and it must be meditated upon during this time of what I have taken to calling Eucharistic exile. To hunger for the Lord until we will receive him again produces within us a longing for union with him that is perfectly met in our personal reception of Holy Communion, but is not the only way in which we must strive to be united with him. We must strive to be united with him every minute of every day, our whole life long, until that ultimate moment of our life when we will see him face to face. If we reduce this time to only regret and missing something of the past, we are neglecting to orient ourselves towards an inevitable future. And the inevitability of our future is what our Lord promises us in this gospel passage. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. Very often in our spiritual lives, perhaps at this very moment in the lives of many, we feel lost. But the promise of our Lord remains. We will not be lost by him, though we may walk away, as we will hear in several days' time in this same passage. Let us then renew our commitment to remain firmly united to our Lord in whatever way is possible, primarily through our daily prayer. And so, united to him in that, we will learn to long for him until we are united with him, both again in this life through the Holy Eucharist and ultimately in the eternal life of heaven.